Let us conquer them, I propose, through our very way of life rather than our words. This should be our strategy to fight against them, aiming to leave them astonished by our conduct. This indeed is the primary battleground, the debate won through actions rather than theories. Even if we deliver thousands of philosophical teachings verbally, without a life demonstrably superior to theirs, our efforts amount to nothing, because it's not our words that capture their interest but their observation of our actions. They would argue, first live up to your own teachings, then advise others. If you proclaim endless blessings in the afterlife, yet you seem desperately attached to this world as if they did not exist, your actions hold greater weight than your words. Seeing you seize others' property, mourning excessively over the dead, committing other wrongs, how can I believe in your notion of resurrection? Even if they do not voice these thoughts, they harbor them and ruminate over them. This contemplation is what keeps unbelievers from converting to Christianity.